Welcome back. August 26, 2018, not 2008. There's a one there. We've gone a long way, man. Anyways, we're talking about the end of Republic of Texas Radio. And, yeah, the end is in 59 minutes. So Doc Krupa was just throwing in his two cents, and I kind of cut him off during the music. Sally in Texas, I see you waiting. You've been there for a while. We'll get to you really quickly, but we haven't given Doc enough time to talk, and he was making some points that I thought need to be made. Go ahead, Doc. Fire away.
Sorry about that. I didn't hear the music in my headset when you did, so I would not have done that on purpose. But anyway, what I was saying is, I think if John would have listened to the show, and I got a feeling maybe he hadn't heard it recently, yes, it started as, you know, Republic of Texas and Texas Independence, and you stayed on top of that, but it evolved into something that covered all the news everywhere, and especially in everybody's own backyard, and when the following was fabulous. You could tell from the chat room, the callers, how many shows did we end that we couldn't even get to all the callers. And I don't like, business-wise, that the way you were notified and not even given a reason. I think that was wrong. And I was going to say, Alan and I had considered bringing our show over to RBN, and I contacted John and never even heard back from him. So I don't know what's going on, but there seems to be a little bit of a disconnect between the shows and the management, and it's really a shame. I know you're going to enjoy your free time for a little bit, but you were meant to be doing these shows, and Alan and I have had a lot of fun being here, so I just really appreciate our audience, and thank all you guys.
Yeah, you know,
We both do want to thank you for bringing us on your platform here. You got this started and everything and brought us and drug us along with it. And I know I drug your show different directions you didn't want at times, but, you know, that's just me, and you knew who I was when you brought me on. So I appreciate it, Steve.
Interesting. You're welcome.
Yeah, and thanks to you, Steve. I have Alan with me on my show, and you're on there with us whenever you can be. So we're all grateful, but you know, you've got a following here, and I think it's going to hurt a network that's begging for money every week to lose a show with this kind of following.
I can't see that I could pull any kind of monetary dollar amount to anywhere. You know, that's just, I don't know. I mean, that's just not me. Anyways, enough about us and enough about them. There she is, Sally in Texas. Come on, Sally, dig me out of this hole.
I'm just going to chime in and tell you that John and I appreciate the three of you. And how this went down is a typical John Stadtmiller thing. He's done it before. The way he lets people go is not professional. You're going to be missed. And we all appreciate the work that you put into this show.
Yeah, that's sweet. But he was also the person that gave us the show in the first place. You know, he created it. You know, Doc Krupa says that the way I was notified, one of the board ops called me up and said that the time slot was going to be used for another show. You know, that it wasn't because anything that we did or said or anything like that. And I'm like, okay, well, thanks for the call.
Well, let me say this. I'm not going to turn in every Sunday and listen to some crap about South Africa. You guys were talking about things that relate to us. South Africa doesn't relate to me. I don't care what's going on there. I care about what's going on in my backyard.
I know. Well, I know. And I don't know it's going to be South Africa. I really shouldn't have started that rumor because it is a rumor until it becomes real, you know. But it is, we will not be here. That is the truth, you know.
Well, you guys take a break and find a way to come back.
We always come back, Sally. It doesn't matter. We'll be somewhere. And we always have Doc and Alan on Wednesdays.
I'm going to hold you to that, guys. Have a good day.
Okay. Thanks, Sally. Good deal. Let's see here. moving on. So let's go to Sovereign Man. Dude, how are you?
Hey, I am blessed. and highly favored. How are you guys doing?
We're great.
We're hanging in there.
Yeah, hanging in there. Just don't let go. I just want to thank you guys for the time that we've been able to spend together. Unfortunately, we haven't had that show on directed energy weapons and targeted individuals. But maybe we can do that at another date.
Yeah, definitely. We'll see where it goes. I mean, Sovereign Man, I've been hearing you call into shows since, I think Alex Jones used to call in there years ago. If I remember right, when Alex Jones had a show. Is that true? Did I get that right?
I've been listening to RBN for quite some time. I remember when actually Art really went back too. I'm surprised. So he's been a long time listener also. A lot of people have moved through RBN. I mean, John says, they used to be on there. Yeah, they used to be on there. Well, how come, and I don't mean to throw a dig, but there's other networks that have 2, 3, and 4 channels. So, I mean, that's how much programming they have. Not to say whether or not to have quality programming, but I'm saying, God bless RBN. I pray for them all the time. I wish that I had the resources to support RBN, but it's really tough to be. You feel it. How do you exist in this economy when we have unjust weights and measures, and you don't want to contract with Marticia? That's right. The corporation. Mm-hmm. Thank God we have the chat room, and you can give out the chat room. That way everybody can stay in touch. And there are other venues. I was kind of sad when Darren left, and it's kind of sad, now. But, there's always a silver lining above the cloud. Actually, it's quite silver now. I mean, the sun used to be a warm yellow, now it's a screaming white, but what can we do?
Thank you for saying that.
I wish you guys the best.
The sun just kills me nowadays.
Yeah, the UV is off the chain. They used to say the UV index for the day is blah, blah, blah. Wear sunscreen with this rating or whatever. They don't even do it anymore because it's off the chain.
Yeah, I'll have to agree with that.
Kudzu's growing, all the UV strong foliage or weeds or whatever you want to call them are taking off. I mean, that's evidence. So things are changing. All I can say is, keep you guys still in my prayers. Keep Republic of Texas in your heart. Because, if you're an American, you have the spirit of Texas in you. To be free, to be independent. So, I appreciate you guys, and that's pretty much it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Sovereign Man.
God bless.
Rob in Illinois. Let's go on to Rob. March men. Sorry, I don't want to make light of the day or nothing. But, hey, Rob, are you there?
Hey, fellas. Yeah, I'm here. Hey, fellas.
Greetings.
Well,
good morning.
Come on. This doesn't have to be so mournful. If it wasn't, their decision this week, it could have been your decision next week. Take it for a time to recuperate, get your energy back, start thinking about things and going, this is the time where you go, man, I should have talked about that stuff more. I should have done this differently. And then when you get the next opportunity or the next place, you'll bring it back and you'll bring it back even stronger. Look. Before I go continue, can you folks give us out? I know you had, the original Republic Broadcasting email? Is that, what was your email so people can reach out to you guys once you're off of here and your chat room's probably no longer functioning? What can people do?
Okay, here, first off, the chat room is republicoftexas.chattango.com. com. It's independent of Republic Broadcasting. Was set up by listeners. I am in control of it. It won't be going away anytime soon, and we'll talk about that. You can get me on email at FBG Fred Baker George LIVE at gmail.com. And I totally agree with you. There is so much of a blessing in being handed this break that I can't even, you know, begin to tell you what it's going to be like waking up in the morning and just waking up in the morning, man. That would be a trip. Uh-huh. So well, we're going to find out.
Can I repeat this? We got Fred Baker George at LIB Baker Ed.
I'm sorry, live is in LIV is in Victor.
Oh, yeah. Like in, we're live.
Yeah.
Okay.
Live.
FBG so. Live at gmail.com. And that's for you, Steve?
That'll hit me directly. And you
all right.
Can even go to RBN. They got a show page and you can click over there. Right now, all I get is a bunch of spam from a bunch of crazy people to that one. But I do watch it.
That's all good. You know, I've been listening to some of these previous callers. You know, a lot of them have been listening a lot longer than I have. I'm you know, a couple and a half years here myself. So, I never heard of this, the option of the independent media before. And it's not just RBN. There's other several networks. You know, this isn't the only place. Look, RBN has produced over the years shows that you may have liked, you listened to, so on and so forth. People that listen to your show for the last since 2014 have tuned in every Sunday morning, and they may tune into two or three other shows. Who knows? But it's just like anything else. You don't always agree with 100% of everything everybody says. And if you don't like it, tune out. There's other places to go. Maybe that's the time to go take a walk or whatever else. You know, but it's hard to find anybody that's pure anymore. You know, you're not going to agree with anybody 100%. RBN just still does have stuff to offer. Just because, you know, they didn't agree with this guy or that guy or the way the guy, you know, some hothead at 7 p.m. Central Time, it goes off the hook on everybody because he's, you know, gets hot out of the collar, you know, it doesn't mean you have to pull your funding entirely because we still have Sunday night's Robert Revolt. I don't know who else we got anymore. I can't name all the broadcasts like I used to, but we used to have Dr. Wim Parker. You know what? If you even if you put in $5 a month, you can go to the archives and you can still listen to Dr. Wim Parker, Mad Max. You know, though his broadcasts for 3 hours were, once I found out, they were just amazing because the guy is so intelligent. And he didn't get kicked off. He left because he had other things to do. He may come back someday, but. Yeah. There are other networks, you know, I divide my time. I don't just listen to RBN. I listen to, you know, I don't want to name them all, but I listen to four or five different networks. I have options, and I have different shows that I listen to in different places. And there's some places where, you know, it's just their straight talk, and I listen to what they have to say. I may or may not agree with everything they say, but it doesn't matter. I take what I want. I discern the information. That is up to us to discern information.
There you go. Keep your mind open. Use your own discernment. Exactly. That's what that's what I stress. Do not take anyone as your god of information.
Absolutely. And there's other broadcasts like as Captain Fred was suggesting. Look, there's Revolution Radio, revolution.radio. We're very interactive over there. We're 100% listener-supported radio 8 years and running. And we have roundtables throughout the week, some late nights, some on Sundays. You know, we're very interactive over there, and I haven't heard Captain Fred over there. I hope he calls in sometime that I'm on air. That'd be great. But we're interactive over there. Just check it out. They got the website. They got everybody's got a listener line. You can go from your phone or whatnot, and so on and so forth. And again, I'm not trying to throw anybody off RBN.
I understand.
RBN has its stuff, man. You know, this is a place to come from. I love Robert Revolt. I will not miss that guy. I think he's an awesome dude.
Right. RBN is a great place, and I don't think that I've stressed that enough, right? You know, I can listen to it a lot during the week, and yes, there are some points that I don't want to listen to, and I won't share those on air because, well, I'm not going to be a host throwing eggs at another host, not today, at least. And wow, as far as going to other networks, you know, I'm not there yet. I just want to, I don't want to think, put any energy that way. But maybe in the future, you know, I've been, this isn't my first show. I kind of started in 2011 and moved forward. So it's a long run, 2011 to 2018. What is that, 46 years, 47? No, it's about 7 years. But anyways, well, you know, I appreciate
it. Yeah, well, lots of these places have got their listener lines. I carry a mobile device on me all day, so I'm listening from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep on a mobile device. I don't ever watch, as Mer would say, Talmudic media. I don't watch any of the Fox News or any of the other stuff. And Captain Fred brought up Mitchell Bupp, Revolution in the Morning. That's 7 to 9 a.m. Central at revolution.radio. And this is the utmost expert in the political assassination of President Trump. Through all the rumors and all the stuff and all the spies and everything else, this guy is on top of it. So, again, not taking anything away from RBN, you know, but you know what? Forget Rush Limbaugh, forget Levin, forget Hannity, the Irish never saw a conspiracy theory he didn't dislike, you know. So just forget them all. Every now and again, Tucker Carlson's okay, but you know what? They're all gatekeepers. They can't get outside the box. So this is what we have. Independent media, we need to support this stuff. So even if you don't send money to RBN, you can still go onto their webpage and click on ExtendEvite or LibertyStickers.com. Or whatever it is, and that helps contribute to the network as well. But you know what? $5 a month doesn't hurt anybody. You know, you don't have to kill the whole. You don't have to kill the whole boat just because it got a little leak in it. You know. I don't know. I don't know if I made
every little bit helps. Everyone has input.
Yeah, you make good sense. I was trying to figure out if the boat has a hole. Are we a cork? We might cork.
These are challenging times, fellas, you know? I mean, what's the guy to do? Nobody's pure out there anymore. A lot of these generations, we got since the 1980s, they had the Department of Education. They had all that propaganda in the schools. So it's a lot of these people are, you know, younger folks, you know, which are, they're still struggling, you know, between what is a Bolshevik and what is, you know, liberty. You know, they're in the struggle. They've been brainwashed, mindwashed, and whatnot. So it takes us, you know, to stand in that gap while we still have this chance.
Oh, sure.
You know, what really kills me is that, folks, we've been lied to a lot, and that's what really, really pisses me off about everything. All those years that we wasted learning crap, being taught crap, and, you know, a lot of our life has been wasted with lies.
Well, I like to say, I say this wherever I go. I say, we live in a false reality. Everything you think you know is a lie. And that's why we need places like RBN and, you know, other places and so forth, because we will learn about, you got to learn about real history. I don't know what's going to happen here on Sunday mornings. I don't know what's going to happen here on Sunday mornings, but, you know, I mean, they maybe could have split it up. They had an hour South Africa, an hour Republic of Texas. They could have done something else. I don't know about 2 hours of South Africa. But South Africa is an important topic because that's a beta test of what they want to do in America and everywhere else. It's a beta test. They've been doing this. They did it with Zimbabwe. And then they've been doing it with the ANC and the Bolsheviks and that communist terrorist, Mandela. And, you know, the Bolsheviks are behind him, and the Chinese are over there. The Chinese are colonizing that whole place. They want to get those Dutch whites that colonized that place 400 years ago, and they want to take it over. And they're not just going to let it go to ruin, because the Chinese are going to farm that out, because the Chinese got 1.5 billion people they need to feed. And they've been colonizing the world, trying to get resources, minerals, and places to grow food. Keep an eye on that. It's an important issue. And then again, this is a beta test for America. They're doing the same thing here. They're doing everything they've been doing in Africa for the last 35, 40 years. It's everything they've been slow boiling here in America. Now they've picked up the pace because President Trump got in the way. I don't care what people think. They better keep an eye on this ball than thinking, oh, Trump is a traitor, Trump did this. I don't agree with everything he's doing, but you know what? You can't turn a battleship around on a dime, man. You got to take it slow. You got to do whatever. Go ahead.
Don't those Antifa folks, don't they seem like the South Africans that went around throwing tires on people and burning them? You know, they're well,
One step away. All right, fellas, I appreciate everything you guys do. And you guys keep it light and keep it knowledgeable. We'll see you.
Very good. Well, we'll work on that. Keeping it light, keeping it knowledgeable. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
ExtendEvite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hello. Republic of Texas Radio. Let's just keep going on. We've got a packed phone lines. Thanks, Rob, in Illinois. Moving on, let's see who's next up. Frank. Hey, Frank in North Carolina. Welcome to the show, man. You still there?
Hey, happy John McCain is dead day.
Ha! That could be a good holiday, huh? I'd like
it. Yeah, I've been waiting for this day for so many years because we have no voice. We have no power against these people. But the one thing, the one equalizer is death. They're all going to eventually die. And I think we should celebrate. And I think we have a right to celebrate the death of these traitors.
With human head transplants and everything, this one might actually be a death. You know, they didn't just take his head and put it on a new Arnold Schwarzenegger body or anything, because he had brain cancer supposedly. So maybe his head is gone.
And you see, he's being lionized. You know, I mean, both sides can all agree that he was a great man. He's a great senator. He's a hero. I mean, you look at the people around him, Lindsey Graham and all. So, I mean, you know, that tells you what you need to know. But I think you guys, maybe you're the biggest problem here is you guys haven't been pushing QAnon enough.
We haven't been doing QAnon. Hey, I got this puzzle for you. But you figure that out. No, just kidding. I don't know. I just can't do QAnon.
Don't worry, man. I've got the plan down, man. Don't worry. Just trust the plan.
What does that mean?
The real reason that I called in, I don't know how long I've been listening to RBN, I remember I started listening to RBN through just investigating, you know, all my research and everything, and I found RBN, that Alex Jones had been on RBN or something, but, you know, that was my main thing right back then, was Alex Jones and Alan Watt, on who I think was eventually on RBN for a while, but Jack McLam was my big thing. Sunday afternoons, I would listen to RBN for Jack McLam, and then
he was great, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I remember the time. He broadcast. He went out the back door and he grabbed the shotgun on the way out. He said, "I've got these bunnies out here, and the people up the street let these dogs run down here, and I've got to make sure my bunnies are safe." And he was out walking around with his shotgun, making sure there weren't dogs eating his rabbits.
Doing the show, yeah, I heard that one. It was good. Jack was great.
But you know, I did hear a couple of the callers that seemed really upset about South Africa, and I just, you know, the last caller, you know, stole my thunder, but I think South Africa is important, just like the Palestinian issue is important, others, because that is what they have planned for us. The Bolshevik Revolution, that's one of the reasons people need to educate themselves on that, and I know most of the RBN listeners are fully aware of all that, but in South Africa, that's what they plan on doing to us. Same people,
flooded,
too, by the way.
We're being flooded with foreign people. I mean, they're just piling in here. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Frank,
and I will say, go ahead.
John made a point of this week on his show, the National Intel Report, that a lot of people seem to be listening to, a lot of people from the media seem to be listening to RBN, to when they can't hear real news from their fake news channels, they listen to Republic Broadcasting. So this Republic Broadcasting is an educational tool. So if he retrofits it, and I don't know that he is going to put her on in this time slot, if he retrofits RBN with a lady that tells you the truth about what's going on in South Africa, that is an upgrade to RBN. If people are listening and need to learn all about that in depth, if it's the hot, popular topic, if it needs to be done, do it. Arm RBN with this and take that to the front, right? RBN's really important at disseminating news, and it's an amplifier. And I think that if that does happen to this time slot, that would be a great thing. You know, Doc, me, Alan, we'll survive, right? I'm in it for, well, freedom and liberty, and to get through all these people that are trying to hurt me, like John McCain. You know, I think it's a great idea, right? But I don't know that it's a fact. We'll find out next week, right? You know, that's all we will.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I have not been listening to RBN as much as I used to, but some of those South African people, with the accent, I have a really hard time understanding them.
Okay. Hey, downside. You want to hold over? We've got a few callers, but I can hold you over. Okay, Republic of Texas Radio, we'll be right back. We'll hold you on over.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
That was pretty much it. Short, long segment coming up. We've got Frank in North Carolina on the phone. Susie in Arkansas, you're coming up next, Murr, and then Mike in Kentucky. And we'll see if we can go on any further. Hey, Frank, where were we at?
Yeah, Steve. Hey, Steve, there's a question I've been wanting to ask you succession guys for a while. I know there's something going on, you know, in Northern California and whatnot. Now, the problem I have with it is the government, the federal government owns so much of the land inside a state. How do you get them to relinquish ownership of that land? Because they own most of it. I mean, federal land, right?
California's a sticky wicket when you look at that one compared to, let's say, Texas. And I keep my eyes on Texas. But there's so many permutations on how California can be split up. And there's a basically they want to do the we're going to vote it in and so forth. But there isn't even voting out of stuff nowadays when you look at Brexit. Right. They weren't even able to, you know, get all the people to vote and say, let's leave the UK. California. No, there's a bunch of trapped people in California on the eastern side. And on the southern side of California and the northern side, they're all being whipped around like the rest of us with the tech industry. You know, they're like a bunch of rabid dogs that are engulfing our society as a whole, trying to promote their values and so forth. And so the secessionists over there, they don't get along with the Silicon Valley companies for the most part. And they're the ones that are destroying the world. But federal lands,
damn, they're not supposed to own land, right? So,
right.
But we're not in America anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Well, take care. Mm-hmm. All you guys, if you have to go down one day, hopefully, everybody makes the right decision. Go down like a man, and that's the way it's got to be. That's all I'll say. Thanks.
Good thanks, words, man. Hey, let's see if Susie's still there. Did you have something, Alan?
Nope.
Yes,
no?
I am still here, guys.
That's wonderful. Thank you for holding.
Oh, you're worth it. You're worth it. I'm a latecomer, basically. I think I've only been listening for about a year on RBN. And I will say, I don't want to be too critical, but the way it was done, I am not happy with that. I mean, people need a little bit of warning. And the other thing I wanted to say, a lot of what Frank said, he said for me, and one was, McCain will not be missed. And also, it is important about South Africa because they are the beta test for what they've got planned for us. And we better wise up or we are in big trouble. And I really love you guys and your kind of homespun kind of philosophy, and also Captain Fred, I just very much so miss him too. And I just wish you all well, and you will be missed.
No, I hear you. Hey, on the way it came down, I don't know a better way that it can come down. We're here for the last show. I think it's wonderful that we're able to say goodbye. That's great. That's just wonderful, because a lot of times when a show disappears, it's just gone, right? That's a lot of heart, and at least giving us a chance to say goodbye.
Yes, agreed. And I make it quick because I want to relinquish the time for Mike. He's always got good things to say.
Very good. Well, appreciate you, Susie. Until next time.
Thank okay.
you, we will meet again.
Bye, guys.
Okay. Knock, 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 knock. Marin, Wisconsin, are you there? Knock, 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 knock. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Now that I'm getting the chat, we got a little gatekeeper named CFR to Hell, Sovereign Man. He forgot that he bans me everywhere. He's Mr. Censorship Gatekeeper, but I wanted to tell you, it just came to me back when I was working in the casino and how they treated people there, and this was their livelihood, and they might have worked there for decades, and even opened casinos and bent over backwards for them and not get paid and, do all kind of stuff. But all they do is call them up, and send them a pink slip. And many times, actually, I should have been fired. I would they'd get in contact with me, and I'd go dig around and see how I could help, because, sometimes it would be a high roller from out of the country or something, and it would give them an excuse to just cut off somebody with a grandfather clause so they didn't have to pay them like they should. And, it was pretty brutal, and this is their livelihood,
it's become a dog-eat-dog world.
Yeah, and when you look in these guys' eyes, these representatives, and they're murderers, man. There's no doubt about it.
Just the black pits that are their eyes. You look at those eyes, and
Yeah, and the problem is the mammon, is the usury. And back then, too, you'd have people in high positions put on a baseball cap and go launder money through other casinos and play up to 9,000 because they knew they wouldn't get a CTR, a cash transfer report, until 10,000 at that time, right? Once in a while they get called, but I mean like vice presidents and presidents, and they'd shuffle them around. There was one president, he dropped the last letter of his name and changed it. I'll tell you, it was Gomez. He changed it to Gomez with an S instead of a Z to avoid all penalties, and then he was a president at another casino. And it's just like politics,
Wow.
And meanwhile, what are they doing? They're all pedivores.
Yep.
Great.
That's what we're up against. And in all this bickering about Q and everybody talking about that one particular video that somebody passed around, that's not the point. Now, let me tell you about Q is a board where they post information, and you can go there or not, you know? It's that one video saying about trust the plan is a bunch of hype. So, you know, all this, I don't know if it's the military people that got to say, oh, well, this one said I shouldn't, so I won't, you know? No, think for yourself. If you don't like it, don't.
Exactly. That's like Rob said.
Do
not take anything as your information, God. Use every source that you can get and glean and use your own discernment to glean the bits of information you can from it.
Yeah, ask for Holy Spirit's guidance and unlearn and relearn. And you're going to do it a lot because we're like on a vertical learning curve, relearning curve. Because things are not what we thought they were. And we've been lied to about everything, and it continues. And if you notice, they threw in there Nazi all the time. That is a word that meant bumpkin or simpleton in Austrian-Bavarian colloquialism. And a man named Conrad Haydn, with a K, a Jewish man, took it and weaponized it and popularized it. And now that's all you hear. Do we not now see?
They create the world that we live in.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is, we don't have to keep repeating whatever mudstream media. I liked Rob was kind of picking up my frequency there, starting to stick. Mudstream media. If you can't, your audience can't hear Talmud, which maybe eventually they'll have to when the Noahide comes for them. Mudstream media. That's everything. That's movies. That's music. That's sports. They run it. Let it collapse. Let it collapse of its own weight. Get out in nature. If you're not here and there's not anything I want to listen to or I want to catch it on the rewind, there's more barefoot in time for me until the snow comes.
Yeah, snow's coming. Winter's coming.
And I was looking I didn't have a link before for Dr. Krupa's page where you guys broadcast. And what couple little sweeties he has. I guess they're grown now, or is that recent?
Doc?
His little girls?
Doc?
Well, we've been there quite a while, and you'll hear Alan and me.
Oh, he's talking about the picture that you have, or she's talking about the picture on your homepage over at AVRN.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Are they grown?
Yeah, that's my grandson and granddaughter. And
he's so sweet. Okay. They look so happy.
Yeah, they were, and they make Grandpa happy too. So it's fun to have that picture of them there.
But yeah, so this isn't the end, you know. I'm sorry, I don't want to talk over you, Mer. So I'm just going to bow out and let you talk.
No, you go ahead. I'm sorry, I don't mean to talk. I always step on people.
Oh, look, we've got 15 minutes left. You're more important at this point. Then we're going to move on to Mike in Kentucky. Why don't you?
Oh, well, let's get Mike.
Huh?
Thank you. Bye bye, sweetheart.
Thank you.
We'll get Mike real quick. But Murr, I do appreciate you. You know, I hear you when you call into other shows, and I've seen you get in fights with CFR and all that other stuff, and I don't really care. But, enjoy you. I enjoy all the people over at the chat room, republicoftexas.chattango.com. If you want to go over there, bookmark it. It could go quiet for a minute, and it could fire up. Who knows? That's how you're going to find me. You can also go to the broadcast page over at republicbroadcasting.org. Don't be mad at RBN. I'm not. But, you know, let change happen, and we're gonna do whatever we're going to do. With that said, Mike in Kentucky, come on. What you doing, man?
Oh, well, I would say I've known what it's like to work places where you don't know if the place is going to be there in a month. And so take it easy on these board operators because, you know, they're not really probably getting paid a lot. So they have to be somewhat dedicated because they never probably know what from one week to the next when their position is going to change or their hours are going to change. And with the nature of radio, you know, it's automation for 30 years or something has been taking a lot of jobs. And I would say that includes a lot of the people in the Talmud media. They don't know what's going on. C-band satellite is being robbed away from both the military and the
civilians.
Yeah, I guess you've seen my I've mentioned that before.
Yes,
and
sir.
What's next? FM radio, I think, is next, and that's because this sea change for dominating the human domain is coming. So they don't want any media that can be taken in without them being able to track you. So, I mean, RBN has that possibility with KU satellite. You can bring it down in your work shed and be listening in private, and I don't think they want that to exist right. anymore. So I've shared whenever I've called in and whenever you've had interesting guests, like I encourage people to do that. Share your shows out because they're in the archives. And, you know, if it's a good show with good information, there's no reason not to. Those archives will be up there for a while until the deep state hacks them down, I guess. But, you know, the chat room's still going to be there. So, I don't know. This has happened before, but it bothers me quite a bit that your show is maybe taking a hiatus. Is there any possibility you're coming back?
Oh, there's always a possibility of everything. You know, there's infinite possibilities, countless probabilities.
Yeah, I've still got your number, Mike.
Huh?
I've still got your number.
Oh.
I'll be calling you periodically.
Well, one of the most pitiful things I've seen recently, guys, is a daughter that could not read her dad's sort of love letter, congratulation letter to her at a, I'll just say, a graduation shower or whatever. And he was giving her the family Bible with a letter, you know, and she couldn't hardly read it because of this iGen or ZGen or whatever they're called that's all sucked into these phones. They can't even read and write handwriting. So they probably won't appreciate it if they were to get to go to the National Archives and look at the Declaration of Independence. They can't read it because it looks like some foreign script to them. And I guess they can read the Coca-Cola logo. It's sort of in the script cursive.
Hey,
but
that dumb, stupid, and sick is how they want us, Mike.
Yeah, or compliant. And I think, you know, cataloging us to be, you know, you were talking about death as a great separator with McCain. Well, the rumors are flying that what's-his-name, to make it to 101, had something crazy like 7 or 9 heart transplants. And so all these people that are so narcissistic, they're doing 23andMe, you don't own that DNA because it mitochondrial is shared across your whole family from your motherly side and grandmotherly side. So people need to realize this is just narcissism to send off your DNA for that 23andMe, and they're turning around and selling it. And what are they doing? They're able to take that with your... And HIPAA laws be damned. They're able to take.
They made like $300 million. They made like $300 million, something like that. They sold that information for. Yeah.
Well, and it's in danger of getting hacked. You put all these eggs in one database. What billionaire is not going to play a hacker to find some category of organ donors? Now, I was until very recently a Red Cross blood donor, and I overheard the blood phlebotomist talking about, and it's been a mystery to me, how the heck Magic Johnson has been alive all this time. How come he's not dead from AIDS? He's got about 170 blood donors, and he has a transfusion about every 6 or 8 months. He's a vampire. What else you want to call that? You know, so he's got, I guess, people that are screened to, and so you think a sports star like that that's kept himself alive with this kind of technology, are
what
we not going to see?
What do you think Madonna's been doing? You know, Madonna's just right there. Man.
I really don't know.
Human head.
Or, I mean, I hate to say it about Dolly. I have my suspicions about Dolly. Dolly Parton. What's she doing? And maybe she's not even being told. She's a valuable property to all her people that she's supporting. And, you know, not just Dollywood, but, you know, her agents and all that. And so, you know, she's a showcase, and a lot of these people are showcased for this technology. You know, unless they goof up like Michael Jackson did, if he's really dead. And John McCain, I think they have turf to protect. I believe a lot of cancer is fungus, and that man probably could have saved himself with a strong course of antifungals. Doug Kaufman has a diet called the Kaufman diet, and I would encourage people to look into that, because Americans eat 140 pounds of sugar a year on average. So save your life and cut back on the dang sugar.
Hey,
I mean,
thanks for your call, Mike.
Hey, yeah.
We got Chris in Vegas coming up next. Well, until next time, my friend.
Thank you, Mike.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Right. Last segment, Republic of Texas Radio, August 26, 2018. Sam, in our board op, in the control room, thank you. Thank you for everything. Yeah, let's go on. Chris in Vegas. What do you got, Chris?
Good morning, gentlemen. In spite of whatever happens or may happen, it has been a distinct pleasure with participating with each and every one of you, regardless of whether they play the Strauss waltzes on the Titanic while it sinks, or they fiddle while Rome burns. It's my observation from North Carolina is correct, although I would like to update his observation that we are seeing pockets of the third or more Bolshevik revolution here in America. I am a victim of it myself, being tried to be murdered twice, having my family destroyed, my home stolen, a valuable automobile stolen by zone Nazis with sham legal fictitious paperwork. The bar weaponized the legal system. There is no justice anymore. The Talmudic Zionists have replaced their legal system for America. So it's a very, very dangerous time for Americans. I hope more voices listen to words by the Republic of Texas and save America over onslaught of thundering hordes of the Soros and global Zionist bankster gangsters.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, you know, you've said that, I guess I'm kind of the reverse of you, that I kind of boil things down. What you're saying is that we're in a lot of trouble, and we need to stick together, the good people.
Yes, sir, you are right. It's just most people are too distracted to observe it clearly and not discern it.
Yep. Yeah. Well, we do what we can do. That's why we're here. That's why you listen. You know, that's why you do everything, Chris. I mean, you're not just a listener. You're so much more. You're an amplifier, you know, guest, man, a freedom fighter. And we're not LARPing. This isn't LARPing. LARPing is live action role-playing game. There are nefarious ones, and they're trying to, they have taken over the city councils, right? They even know it to some extent. Some of them don't know it. Some of the papers don't know that they're controlled. I think most of the media knows it's controlled. What do you think, Chris? Do you think they know? You think the city knows? Do we have Chris?
He was kind of cutting up. He might be gone.
Oh, wow.
You know, see, this whole time I've been wanting to break out for some reason into the Carol Burnett, the way she entered her show. I'm so glad we had this time together.
I don't know, Doc. Was that a good Carol Burnett?
Yeah, Alan's got it.
I want to do the whole. Go ahead, Doc.
Giving away your secrets, Alan.
And I know she was a commie and everything, but, you know, it was a good show. It was funny.
She was a commie. Well, I'd like slim pickings. I'd like to end the show, you know, riding a nuclear bomb down on Soviet Russia. Right? You know, that was always a good end for me. Well, and this is the end. Republic of Texas Radio. Goodbye.
Of a time when been fun, Pete.
Just didn't kill each other. Instead they gave with all that they had to give. Made sure that their brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends. We are.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.